here's a story from The World.
In Mauritius, the island nation in the Indian Ocean east of Madagascar, residents are rushing to contain a giant oil spill that happened off its coast last Thursday after a Japanese ship hit a coral reef. It's estimated that 1,000 tons of oil has reportedly spilled into the water. Experts are calling it the worst environmental crisis in the country's history. The World's Halima Gikandi has more.
The island of Mauritius is known for its beautiful coral reefs, lagoons, beaches, and clear waters. But today, parts of it are covered with slick black oil. To blame is a Japanese cargo ship named MV Wakashio. It hit a coral reef off Mauritius about 2 weeks ago, and then oil began leaking. Kevin Ruhaman directs the National Parks and Conservation Service in Mauritius.
The ship is on a reef in the southeast of the island, and when the oil escaped the ship, it got into the lagoon, and from inshore current, the oil has moved up the western coast.
Conservationists are rushing to protect nearby wetlands and smaller islands. So far, the oil hasn't reached them, but the fumes in the air have posed a big problem, says Ruhaman.
The smell was so bad that actually people started getting headaches. This is how bad it was.
So bad, his team decided to evacuate a rare bird species, the Mauritius olive white eye, to protect them from the fumes. But the real danger right now is for marine life, especially for the country's mangroves, which are essential living environments for marine animals. Jacqueline Souzière is the president of the Mauritius Marine Conservation Society.
We've got 48 to 72 hours. And if there is no cleaning up done correctly, the mangroves may die.
Her organization is coordinating volunteer efforts to stop the oil from spreading. Local textile and sugarcane companies have chipped in to create booms. They're essentially floating sponges that can absorb the oil. Ordinary Mauritians have contributed in personal ways, too.
There's a big movement also since last Friday of Mauritians cutting their hair. So the hair is also a very large absorbent of oil.
Both Souzière and her daughter cut their hair, too. The hair then goes into nylon stockings that can be used as smaller reusable booms to soak up the oil. Souzière is inspired by how much Mauritians are mobilizing and volunteering. But to her, it doesn't make up for the government's slow response.
Once the boat was on the reefs, they should have prepared for the worst-case scenario from day one, which is what we are asking them answers on that.
Many Mauritians are questioning why the government didn't act while the ship was stuck on the reef for days. Souzière says early action could have prevented the oil spill. On Monday, Prime Minister Pravind Jugnauth addressed the nation.
Alors bon, ben je veux, moi pas gain l'occasion demande ben expert de l'environnement.
He warned that the ship could soon split in half, which would mean more oil could spill. The government is trying to pump out the ship's remaining oil before that happens, but Souzière of the Mauritius Marine Conservation Society says the spill could have a lasting impact on the environment and fisheries for years to come.
And it is the biggest natural disaster, to my knowledge, that we are having in Mauritius.
Japan has sent a team to Mauritius to help contain the spill. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.